Latest data from the shows that the economy is doing worse than expected. American consumers have reduced spending for the first time in 1 year. The Department of Commerce says consumer spending fell 0.2% in April. The drop comes as analysts were expecting a 0.1% rise, similar to what happened in March. The fall indicates that growth may be slowing as incomes have failed to go up. Experts believe higher taxes and deep government spending cuts have weighed heavily on the consumers' pockets. Consumer spending accounts for 70% of economic activity in the U.S. Dean Henderson is the author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, who joins us from Missouri to perhaps explain this stat here. Dean Henderson, I'm really confused. Consumer spending accounts for 70% of economic activity. If that's down, then what do you make of the fact that unemployment was decreased? There was a lot of job hiring almost in all states across the United States. The two don't go together.
Well, yeah, you have a situation where the Federal Reserve is basically, again, catering to the bankers, the Wall Street crowd. You know, they've got interest rates at zero right now, and they're in a quandary because they've been doing this quantitative easing, Q1, 2, and 3. And now they're worried if they take the stimulus away, which is basically, you know, buying U.S. Treasury bonds, in other words, putting the United States further into debt, that they're just afraid. So the bond market's backing up. The unemployment numbers are down, but they're not down a lot. And, you know, it's no surprise because people are living off of debt again in America. You know, they're crawling out of this economic hole created by the bankers in 2008. But everyone's doing it by, you know, credit card debt, student loan debt. So at some point, the money runs out. Not to mention the fact that everything's becoming more expensive, whether it's, you know, food or housing, insurance, because the Fed is so desperate to stave off deflation, they've tried to hyperinflate the economy to some extent. So basically, it's the same situation. Workers are getting squeezed. Their real wages haven't gone up at all. You know, you can't, it's hard to pay the bills at $8 an hour doing service sector jobs, which is basically what this economy has become. We don't make things anymore. The other day, Smithfield Foods, the biggest pork processor in the United States, was sold to a Chinese company. So that's sort of the way it's going. And until we get a serious attempt, you know, the Republicans have cut state jobs, they've cut federal jobs, they've been on this, this no government, you know, dogma for so long now. What we need is just the opposite. We need a new deal, which is a huge government jobs program to replace ailing infrastructure, water systems, sewer systems, interstate bridges. We just had a couple bridge collapses again, and but it's just not going to happen because of the right wing momentum in this country in both parties. You know, there is no left party in this country. There's two right wing parties called Democrats and Republicans. So it's a difficult situation to get out of. I can't see getting out of it until we have a big change of mindset in America. And I think the stock market is just right on the edge right now. It's, of course, the bankers are rolling in the dough, and they're getting all this free money from the Fed at zero interest. But I think that's about to come to an end. And maybe when that happens, we can get back to some reality, and the government will probably force into some sort of New Deal type situation where, you know, we're going to have to create jobs using government, it looks like.
And God forbid for the U.S. if there was another big hit, and there's some speculations that the student loan is going to be the one that's going to come and, you know, create another financial crisis. How likely is that? Is that a possibility?
I actually think it's already happening. If you look at the Occupy Wall Street crowd, the young people who were involved in that, many of them had, were these people who had racked up $50,000-$75,000 in student loans and couldn't pay it back. And so basically their choice was live with their parents or go camp out in Scotty Park in New York. There's no hope for these people. There's no jobs. College has become really expensive in this country. Of course, the United States doesn't subsidize higher education as many European countries do, and probably I would expect Iran probably does. So there's no it's just really expensive to go to college. So it's actually maybe not even the best option for kids nowadays to go to college, because there's not going to be any jobs there when you come out. So I think that student loan crisis is already happening, and the economic crisis in America is you know, especially difficult for the young people right now just coming out of college, those below 30 years old, because it's just there's a structural change in the economy that's taken place. Part of that has to do with technology, technological advancements. A bigger part of that has to do with globalization.
Right.
You know, and so it's just very difficult for this these young people in this country to make ends meet.
Very well. Thank you so much. Dean Henderson, author of The Big Oil and Their Bankers, talking to us from Missouri. Thank you so much.